Admiral Timothy Keating, commander of the U.S. Pacific Forces, says more remains to be done to wipe out Jamaat Islamiya. The group's members are responsible for the bloody 2002 bombings on the Indonesian resort island of Bali, attacks in the Philippines, and other violence in the region. This month, Indonesia arrested two men suspected of being JI's leaders in what many saw as a victory in the war on terrorism. However, two key JI members, Dul Matin and Umar Patek, who played a part in the Bali attacks, are thought to be in the Philippines. Admiral Keating says the mission against the group goes on.
We're making significant efforts to improve security with our armed forces of the Philippines partners, our allies. Our goal is to make Philippines, the entire region, the entire world, safer for our children and our grandchildren. And if that means capturing and killing JI, that's our mission.
The United States supplies Manila with training, intelligence, and equipment for counterterrorism efforts. Admiral Keating says Washington will try to accelerate the delivery of helicopters and night combat equipment. The Philippines also is battling the local terrorist group Abu Sayyaf, which is headquartered on the southern island of Jolo. Over the past year, the Philippine military has killed several of its leaders, while at the same time, soldiers have built roads and schools on Jolo to win the support of local residents. Admiral Keating toured Jolo Tuesday with Philippine Military Chief of Staff General Hermogenes Esperon.
As we're driving our armored vehicles from the airfield out to the combat area, the little children were alongside the road waving at General Esperon and at the Armed Forces of the Philippine Marines. We enjoy the support of the residents, and we think that is a terrific step, significant progress, and certainly an endorsement of the work being done by the Armed Forces of the Philippines.
Keating, who is visiting the Philippines for talks on security and defense, says he does not foresee an increase in U.S. manpower in the country. The United States has never disclosed how many military advisors and intelligence gatherers it has in the Philippines, but estimates are between 1 and 200 American personnel are training and advising Philippine troops in the South. On another topic, the admiral said the U.S. military will try to verify whether North Korea shuts down its nuclear reactor as it had promised. He said Washington will initially rely on findings of the International Atomic Energy Agency, but seeks its own confirmation. North Korea has promised to shut down its Yongbyon nuclear facility and is allowing IAEA inspectors to visit it Thursday and Friday. Douglas Baxian for VOA News, Manila.